All right. Good morning, brothers and sisters. I'm gonna put my coffee down here.
各位弟兄姐妹早。
I am really glad that we can together still be on Zoom this morning.
我很开心，就是今天早上我们大家还可以用 Zoom 这个软体一起在一起。
And that we can make the effort to gather together and to worship our God this morning.
我们还是能够来到主的面前一起敬拜他。
I know it's not easy to gather this way.
我知道这样的聚集不是非常的容易。
But let's pray and ask God to help us.
但让我们祷告，来请神帮助我们。
And also, before we pray, maybe to make it more real, if you could send a text out to your small group or you know, just a group of brothers and sisters and just say, hey, I'm glad to be worshiping with you this morning. Hope you're online. Let's be together in this, worshiping our God.
所以在我们祷告之前可以让它更真实化的话，我们大家可以传给彼此或者我们小组的一些弟兄姐妹一个简讯，只是慰问，然后打个招呼。
Yeah, and say I miss you.
可以说我想念你。
And let's gather together to worship.
让我们一起聚集来敬拜。
Yeah, so you could go ahead and write a text to a group or some people right now, if you could.
所以你现在可以发个简讯出去。
Yeah. Thank you for the music team choosing that last song.
也谢谢我们的音乐团队选择了刚刚唱的那一首歌。
They chose it earlier this week.
他们在这个礼拜很早的时候就选了这首歌。
But I think it's very meaningful this morning for me.
但我觉得对我自己来说，这首歌在这个早上是非常有意义的。
I took a picture of the lyrics right here.
我拍了一张诗歌歌词的照片。
So sorry, Steve. I'm gonna have to translate this.
No problem.
The first part of the song says, "God, your way is the best way, though I may not see it."
其中歌词的一部分就是说，神的方式。就是最好的方式，虽然我可能看不见。
And I'll personalize this a little bit.
我把这个再私人化一点。
Lord, I don't know why sorrows and trials often gather around me.
主啊，我不晓得为什么，伤悲还有考验总是在我身旁围绕着。
But you are always seeking to refine my gold.
但你总是试着在 ，Did you say refine my gold?
Refine, yeah.
在把我变得更好。
把我的what's that word in Chinese? You know, refine, refining, yeah. So humbly, Lord, I will trust you.
就是总是。试着提炼我，然后我谦卑的来相信、信任、信靠你。
So God, I believe that your way is the best way.
所以神，我相信你的方式就是最好的方式。
Your way is the right way.
你的方式就是对的那个方式。
And I will trust in you always.
我会永远的相信你。
Because you know what is best.
因为你知道什么是最好。
Let's just pray and ask God to help us this morning.
让我们一起祷告，来请求神的帮助。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you and we just want to be very honest.
天父，我们来到你的面前，我们只是想要非常诚恳的。
Lord, we don't understand why sorrows and trials gather around us.
我们不太清楚为什么试炼跟忧伤会在我们身旁围绕着。
We don't understand always what you are doing.
我们不是常常了解你正在做着什么事情。
Sometimes we don't like the circumstance that you put us into.
有的时候我们不喜欢你把我们放在某一个状况里面。
We don't prefer this way.
我们不想要事情是这样子的。
But Lord, we want to humbly trust you.
但主啊，我们要谦卑的相信你。
And we want to believe, Lord, that your way is the best way.
所以主啊，我们要相信你的方式就是最好的方式。
So Lord, be with us this morning.
所以主，请你跟我们在这个早上一起。
I don't even prefer preaching in my own office.
我有可能是不想，可能的话，我是不想在我自己的办公室来传道的。
We may not prefer worshiping by ourselves in our home.
我们很多人可能也不想要，在我们自己的房间里面，来敬拜。
But Lord, we pray for your Holy Spirit to do an amazing work in your people this morning.
但主啊，我们的祷告是你的圣灵在这个早上能够在你的子民身上做美妙的工。
And we pray this, Lord, in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉基督耶稣的圣名。
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, grab your Bibles, grab your notebook, and we'll get started this morning.
为大家，请你把你的圣经还有你的笔记本拿出来，让我们开始吧。
You know, as I was thinking about the message this morning,
对，当我在想今天早上要证的道的时候。
I'll be honest, it wasn't very easy to disconnect it. Even as I was praying earlier this week, it's hard to disconnect it from what is currently going on in my own life.
所以我需要诚实的说，在准备这个证道的时候，我遇到了一点难处。这个难处就是我很难把证道的话题跟我自己经历的现在的事情给分开来。
And normally I don't start a sermon based on the particular things that I'm facing in my own life.
通常我开始证道的时候，我也不会用我自己经历的一个事情来做这个开头。
But many sermons do intersect with my life.
但我很多时候我要证道的时候，我想要讲的内容跟我自己的生活是有关联的。
And the word of God hopefully will even come through what I'm experiencing to brothers and sisters.
所以神的话语，希望能经过我，然后传达出去给我们的弟兄姐妹们。
As many of you know, I a couple days ago I went in for an MRI on the growth of my brain cancer.
对，你们很多人可能知道，大概两天前我去做了头脑的扫描，因为我的那个脑癌的关系。
And we have been praying and we have been gathering and we've been just lifting this up to the Lord. I know many of us have been praying in faith for the Lord to do an amazing thing.
我们很多人花了很多时间，用我们的信心向神祷告，期待神去做一些美妙的工，在这个事情上面。
And you know, throughout this week, I just there was a sense of worship of God. There was a praise of God that was on my heart all week long.
对，在这整个礼拜的期间，其实神的话一直都有在我心里面，然后也有许多的赞美。
And I've learned over all these years the joy to give thanks to Him in all circumstances.
所以在这么多年以来，我学到的就是。不管我身处什么样的情况，我都要赞美我们的神。
Yeah, I may not like the circumstances he put me in.
我可能不是很喜欢他把我放的处境。
I can be honest about that.
这点我可以很诚实的说。
But there is a joy that fills my heart as I give thanks to him in the circumstances.
等当我在那个处境的时候，当我给他我的赞美时，我的心是快乐愉快的。
And I do this morning, I want to be honest, that the results of the MRI were not what many of us have prayed for.
那今天早上我要诚实的跟大家说，这个扫描的结果不是我们大家所祷告期待有的一个结果。
But can I invite you to join me to give thanks and praise to him? Because he remains to be good and faithful.
但我能不能够请你们大家跟我一起祷告来献上我们的感恩，因为神一直都是那位实在的神，
美好的神， right?
美好的神。
And we don't have to give thanks for the result that we don't like, but we can give thanks to him.
我们虽然可以 我们可以不为了这个我们不想要接到的 消息而感谢他，但是我们可以因为他是谁而感谢他。
And I still do just want to thank also like all of you brothers and sisters who've been praying for me in this journey. I really feel love and supported by our church family.
我要特别感谢所有的弟兄姐妹在这段时间持续的为我祷告的，我真的有感受到我们这个教会大家庭的爱。
But I think that if we are being honest this morning, and I think we should be honest.
如果今天早上我们要诚实的说的话，而且我觉得我们应该要诚实。
I know that some of us have prayed and asked, Lord, I don't know why you gave him this cancer.
我们很多人诚实的问自己的话，可能会说，我们的祷告有祈求的就是不知道为什么神你要把这个脑瘤给我们的刘长老。
Lord, I don't know why you gave him this type of affliction and suffering.
主啊，我不晓得你为什么要给他这种的困苦跟苦难。
And I would like to say this morning that if you have prayed that way,
今天这个早上我想要说的就是，如果你的祷告是类似是这样子的话，
I think it is honest and I think it is good.
我觉得它是诚恳，也是一个好的。
I believe we need to be honest with God.
我相信我们在神面前应该要诚实诚恳，
especially when we don't fully understand.
特别是当我们不完全理解的时候。
God is strong enough and big enough for us to ask him these hard questions.
神是足够让我们去询问他这些困难的问题的。
And we want to be able to learn to trust him in this process.
那我们也要学习能够在这段过程里面相信他。
Because the reality is that we all face different types of affliction and suffering in our lives.
因为事实来说，就是我们都会遇到这些痛苦跟苦难。
And we all may have wondered at some point in time the same thing.
我们在某个时间点可能都想过去想说为什么。
Why, Lord, did you allow this affliction, this pain, this hardship, this suffering in my life?
主啊，为什么你会允许这些困苦疼痛苦难在我生命中发生？
Lord, why did you allow this circumstance to come into my life?
主啊，为什么你会让这种情况在我生命中发生？
Lord, it didn't have to be this way.
主啊，其实事情 也许不需要是这样子发生的，对吗？
And I know, Lord, that you didn't have to let this come into my life.
而且主啊，我知道，你可以选择不让这个事情发生在我生命里。
And so we may have all at one point asked, Lord, why?
所以我们可能在生命中的某一点都会问过我们的主，为什么？
And this is good.
然后这个是好的。
Because we all face different types of pain and suffering.
因为我们都会遇到不同种类的痛楚跟苦难。
We not only experience pain physically,
我们不只是肉体上面感受到痛苦，
but we experience pain mentally.
但我们在精神上面也会感受到痛苦。
We experience pain emotionally.
在情感上面也会感受到痛苦。
We experience pain in our relationships.
与人跟人的关系当中也会感受到痛苦。
There's a lot of past wounds in our upbringing.
在我们成长过程当中也有很多过去的伤口。
There's pain when we lose someone.
当我们失去某个人的时候也有很多痛在里面。
Last year, a number of our dear loved ones passed away, and there's pain from that.
在去年的时候，我们有很多所爱的人，就过世了。那在这当中，我们也感受到很多痛苦。
We experience pain, in our workplace, or even being a stay-at-home mother.
就算你是一个在家里带小孩的妈妈，或者是上班的场所，都会感受到痛苦。
We may experience hardships financially or the uncertainty of our future, all of these things create a type of pain and suffering in our life.
在财务上面有时候遇到的艰辛或者是未来的不确定
未来的
都会感受到痛苦。
So can I ask you this morning,to brothers and sisters, take a moment to write down privately where you are personally experiencing pain or hardship or suffering today.
对，今天早上，请大家，花一点点时间写下来，你可能在，生命中哪一些方面感受到这个痛苦跟苦难。
You could just start a draft email on your phone or...put a note on your phone, just take a moment to think about that, because I believe if we're able to do that and think about this pain and suffering in our life, whether it's from the past or it's current, it will help us as we go to God together.
Yeah, 所以可以花一点点时间，就是不管是在你手机上面打出来，或者你想很快的写下来，就让我们认知到这些事情，所以我们可以一起到神的面前。
You know, Jesus actually told us that this pain and this type of trouble and this type of suffering, he told us that it would be a part of our lives.
所以耶稣其实跟我们说过，这一类型的痛苦跟苦难，会是我们生命中的一部分。
John 16:33, Jesus actually said this. He said, I have...said these things to you that in me you would have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But he says, take heart, I have overcome the world.
所以在约翰福音第十六章第三十三节，耶稣说，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心。我已经胜了世界。
You know, this word that Jesus used for tribulation is also translated as suffering, as trouble, as distress, as affliction.
对，耶稣在这里用的这个苦难这个字，同时也可以，翻译成痛苦、麻烦、烦恼、困苦之类的。
Yeah, thank you. The word actually describes a type of trouble that causes a pressure or pain.
他这里用的字其实形容的是，是一个麻烦会造成压力跟疼痛痛楚的。
It's a type of pressure where the thoughts of even this hardship is bombarding you.
他这里用的字是好像你会被这些外来的压力给轰炸一样。
It's like the trouble that you're facing is like a crushing weight upon your life.
它就像是一个非常重的一个力量在你生命上这样压下来。
That's why sometimes we wake up in the middle of the night worried about some hardship that we're thinking about, and it gives us a lot of pain.
所以有的时候我们可能半夜突然会醒来，然后第一个经过我们脑海里面就是我们这些压力，带给我们很多痛苦。
And Jesus tells us to expect this as we live in this world.
耶稣是跟我们说，当我们住在这个世上的时候，我们就要对这些事情有要知道它会来临。
And yet he desires us, if you look in that verse, he desires us to have peace in him.
但你看刚刚那节经文，他是希望我们在他里面有平安。
And he says, take heart, or in other translations, be of good cheer.
他是说你们可以放心
，right? And even be of good cheer, like you can be joyful.
你可以是开心的
，because he says I have what overcome the world.
因为他说什么？他说我已经胜了世界。
Would you believe this morning that God has a purpose in your trouble?
在今天这个早上，你愿意相信神？在你所经历的这些困苦里面是有目的的吗？
That God is doing something in your suffering.
神在你的苦难当中正在做着某些事情。
That God is working in your pain.
神在你的痛苦当中正在做他的工。
So today I wanted to help you and I see God in our pain and suffering.
所以在今天这个早上，我想要帮助你跟我看到神在我们的痛苦里面所做的事。
And I want to share just some ways, not all the ways, but some ways that God uses our pain and suffering.
所以我只是分享一些，还不是所有，但是是一些神利用我们
I actually shared some other ones, some reasons for our pain and suffering with the youth about a week ago. Today I'd like to share a few others with you today.
我在大概一个礼拜前跟我们的青年分享了一些，但今天我想要跟你们分享的是另外一些。
So how does God use my pain and my suffering for good?
所以神是怎么样利用我所经历的痛苦跟苦难来成就好的事情呢？
Number one, God uses my pain and my suffering.So that I can draw closer to him.
第一点就是神使用我的痛苦和苦难好让我可以更亲近他。
Psalm 18:6 says, In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears.
在诗篇第十八章第六节，我在急难中求告耶和华，向我的神呼求，他从殿中听了我的声音，我在他面前的呼求入了他的耳中。
And then in Psalm 22, listen to what the psalmist says, For he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, and he has not hidden his face.From him, but has heard when he has cried to him.
在诗篇二十二章第二十四节说，因为他没有藐视憎恶受苦的人，也没有向他遮面。那受苦之人呼吁的时候，他就垂听。
You know, whenever we experience afflictions, We can either turn towards God or we can turn away from God.
有任何时候，当我们感受到困苦的时候，我们有两个选择，一个就是转向神，一个就是转离神。
When you experience affliction or when you discover pain or hardship in your life, does it draw you closer to God or away from God?
所以当你们感受到困苦，经历这些不好的事情的时候，它会让你转向神呢，还是转离神呢？
When we read this psalm, there's a promise here.
当我们读这诗篇的时候，这里是有一个承诺的。
That for those in pain and suffering, when we cry out to God, he says he does not hide his face from us.
他这里说，那受苦的人呼吁的时候，他是不会是寻而不见的。
Isn't that comforting, brothers and sisters?
这是否很安慰呢？
That even in your distress, when you cry out to him, he will not hide from you.
就当我们在受苦呼求的时候，他并不会寻而不见。
In Job chapter 36 verse 15,
约伯记的第36章第15节,
it says that he delivers the afflicted by their affliction and opens their ears by adversity.
这里写着神借着困苦救拔困苦人，趁他们受欺压开通他们的耳朵。
Write down those words in your notes, that God opens our ears by adversity.
在你的笔记本里面，请你们写下来，趁他们受欺压开通他们的耳朵。
God opens our ears by adversity.
神在困苦当中把我们的耳朵给打开。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It reminds us, number one, that God is always trying to communicate with us.
这提醒了我们，神时时刻刻都试着与我们沟通。
God is always trying to communicate with us.
神总是试着跟我们沟通。
God loves to lead us. God loves to direct us.
神很喜欢带领我们，指导我们。
But oftentimes, our ears are too filled with the noise of the world. I talked about that a couple weeks ago.
就像我两个礼拜前所讲的，太多时候我们耳朵是被很多杂音给包覆着。
Our ears are filled with so much noise.
我们耳朵旁边有太多的杂音。
God loves to lead us and speak to us through his word.
神很喜爱用他的话语与我们沟通。
That his spirit would reveal it to us and speak it to us.
所以他的灵会显现，然后与我们对话。
But since most of us don't spend enough time, he has to use adversity sometimes to open our spiritual ears.
但因为我们很多人可能没有花太多时间在他的话语上面，所以他必须要用比如说一个逆境来让我们打开我们的耳朵。
Most of us, he would love to just allow his spirit to speak freely and work freely, bringing his word to mind in our heart. But unfortunately, since we fill our ears with many things, he may at times use adversity to open our spiritual ears.
对，神是非常希望自由自在的让他的话语就进入到我们里面，但是因为我们太多时候有太多杂音在身旁，他必须要用另外的方法，也就是像逆境这种情况来让我们聆听。
I shared with you a verse in a video last week.
我去年在我上个礼拜在一个短片，我录的短片里面跟你们分享了一个经文。
In Proverbs 18, the name of the Lord is a strong tower.The righteous man runs into it and is safe.
那是箴言第十八章第十节，上面写着耶和华的名是巩固台，一人奔入便得安稳。
You only run to the strong tower unless you are running from something to a place of safety.
你 你要跑去这个巩固台，为的是要寻求平安。
Right, and run away from what is chasing after you.
你要跑离那些在追逐你的东西。
Those who are facing adversity and who know the Lord, they run to Him.
那些认识主的人在逆境当中是向他跑去的。
So in times of pain and suffering, may we run to our Lord, our strong tower, because He is our shelter.
就在痛苦跟苦难当中，让我们一起跑向我们的主，因为他是那个巩固台。
How many times have you run to God in times of adversity?
你在逆境当中有多少次是跑向神呢？
How many of you, when you have run to Him and held on to Him, have you experienced His nearness?
你们有多少位在逆境当中跑向他、黏着他的时候，有感受过他与你的亲近呢？
You see, God uses times of adversity to draw us close to Him.
你看，神是用这种逆境的这种时刻来让我们与他更亲近。
Number two, God uses my pain and my suffering so that I can learn to rely on Him.
第二点就是，神使用我的痛苦和苦难，好让我可以依靠他。
We are very, we think that we are very strong people.
我们自己会认为自己是非常，强，非常，非常强的人。
Yeah.We always have a tendency, human nature, to depend on ourselves.
我们总是有人的性格，就是我只要依赖自己就好。
But look at what Paul says in 2 Corinthians.
但我们在哥林多后书看保罗说了什么。
He says, "For we do not want you to be unaware, brothers, of the affliction that we faced in Asia."
说弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚西亚遭遇苦难。
For we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself.
被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了。
Some of us may feel that way this morning.
我们有些人今天早上可能就有这种感觉。
Indeed, though, he says.We felt that we have received the sentence of death.
他在这里说，自己心里也断定是必死的。
But that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead.
但这是叫我们不要依靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
You see, the reality is that all humankind experiences pain and suffering.
事实上是说，只要是人类，就会经历感受这种痛楚跟苦难。
And you don't have to study human psychology to know that pain and suffering can have many different effects on different people.
所以你也不需要特别了解这种人类的心理学去知道说这种痛苦跟苦难对人是有造成严重影响的。
You know, some people.Become emotionally traumatized by pain.
有些人可能会因为痛苦而有精神上面的创伤。
Some people take pain and it gives them fuel like fire to make them rise above it, and then they in turn want to inflict pain on others.
有些人可能利用他们经历过的痛苦，把它转成燃料，让他们。强大起来，但是却又把这个痛苦转移到别人的身上。
And some other people will take their pain, and because the pain hurts so much, they bury it really deep inside.
有些人可能因为受了很大的创伤，他们把这个伤深深的藏到心里面。
And then brick by brick, they build up a wall of defenses. so that no one else can hurt them and no one else can come close.
然后再用一砖一瓦的方式把自己这样子在自己的心房旁边把它建立了一个保护的墙，所以没有人可以接近它。
You see, most of the time, people don't really know what to do with their pain and hardship and suffering.
你看，其实大部分的时候，很多人都不晓得要怎么样去处理他们所经历的这个。
So they have to deal with it in their own humanly ways.
所以他们必须要用他们自己属人的方式的方去面对他们。
A lot of us have done that with our past hardships and pains and sufferings and afflictions.
可能我们之前也有用过同样的方式去面对这一类的痛苦跟苦难。
But look at what Paul does.
让我们看一下保罗做的是什么。
Paul actually opens up about his affliction and suffering to other believers.
保罗其实对着别的信徒是打开、mm-hmm. 开放式的与他们分享他的痛苦跟苦难。
And what he shows us is actually a model for all of us in Christ.
那保罗在这边给我们看到的就是一个在基督里面的一个榜样。
He admits that they were utterly burdened beyond their strength.
他自己都承认他们是被压太重，力不能胜。
And he actually opens up about this with other believers.
那他是敞开的跟别的信徒这样子分享。
I love it when our fellowships and our small groups take something that we're facing together and actually take an evening to talk about it and to pray about it.
所以我非常喜爱我们的小组有时候会花一个晚上来分享这一类的事情。
Last night, the English small groups, I got a text from a sister that they stopped their program, their normal program, so that they can talk about how they feel and process about the results of my MRI last night.
所以有一个姐妹跟我传了一个简讯说，昨天晚上的有一个小组，他们暂停了他们原本所做的事情，然后一起讨论了我头脑扫描的这个结果。
So that as brothers and sisters, they can share with each other honestly their thoughts.
所以他们可以非常诚实诚恳的与彼此分享他们的想法。
And then they spent time praying over me and Bex and our three children.
然后他们花了时间为我太太还有我三个小孩祷告。
So even though many people may have expressed some thoughts of shock and maybe even sadness,
所以即便有些人他们表现出来的是难过还有震惊
through their sharing, they were all able, and their prayers, they were able to together redirect their thoughts to God.
但他们在祷告当中却可以把他们的心思意念全部转移到神的身上。
You see, Paul actually admitted Strong Paul admits that they were utterly burdened beyond their own strength.
对，就算是像保罗这么强大的一个人，都会承认说他被压得太重，力不能胜。
Paul admits that he is mentally and physically exhausted.
保罗他承认他不管是心灵还是头脑各方面都已经是完全的精疲力尽了。
Point where he says we despaired of life itself.
那重点是他说他对生活本身是绝望的。
Now that's honest Christianity.
这个是就是基督徒很有的一个坦白。
We thought this is it.
他想说应该就这样子。
We're gonna die.
我们要死了。
He shares that.
他是这样子分享的。
Even with immature Christians.
就算是与那种还年轻的信徒。
And then he says, but this was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God.
但他说，这是叫我们不要靠自己，而是要靠着神。
Brothers and sisters, I observe two things here.
弟兄姐妹们，在这里我看到了两点。
Number one,
第一
Paul does not bury his pain and suffering deep down inside of himself and leave it there.
保罗并没有把他的痛楚跟苦难，埋在他自己深深的里面，然后留在那边。
He opens up about it to other believers.
他对着别的信徒是这样打开的分享。
But he doesn't just talk about it.
但他不是只是去谈论他。
He processes through it, and he uses his sharing to together bring us before God.
他想了以后，消化了以后，他是用他的分享来带身旁的人，与神更亲近。
And he shares what he's learning.
他分享了他所学到的东西。
Which is number two.
那就带我们到了第二点。
Which is in his pain and suffering, Paul learned to rely not on himself, but to rely on God.
在他的痛楚跟苦难当中，第二点，他学到怎么样去依靠神。
You see, Paul wasn't a man without resilience.
你看，保罗并不是一个没有韧性的一个男人。
He was ambitious for the kingdom of God.
他对神的国度是带有抱负的。
Paul had a character of perseverance, which is good.
保罗有一个很好的特质，就是他不容易放弃。
But it wasn't just his perseverance.
但那不仅仅是他的一个决心。
It was because he had a life that was dependent upon his God.
那是因为他的生命富有依靠神的生命。
You know what I've learned, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹，你知道我学到什么吗？
The more I rely on God in my times of adversity, the more I experience God.
就当我在逆境中依靠神的时候，我同时也更多的经历神。
That's something I want you to write down. When I rely on God in times of adversity, I experience God.
这是我也希望你们能够写下来的，就是当我在逆境中依靠神的时候，我同时也经历了神。
I think I have that on a slide, right? The more I rely on God in times of adversity, the more I experience God.
当我在逆境中依靠神时，我同时也更经历了我们的神。
If you've ever been to my house, sitting on top of our fireplace is a verse. It's a wooden sign that I made.
你如果有来过我们家的话，在我们壁炉上面有一个我做的一个，放着一个我做的木牌。
Psalm 34 says this.
在诗篇第三十四节第三十四章第八节。
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
You know, even before my cancer,
你知道吗？就算是在我脑癌之前，
before 10 years ago,
大概是十年多前，
in other types of pain and suffering and hardship I faced in my life,
在我那时所遇到不同种的痛苦跟苦难的时候，
God has, by his grace, led me over and over again to rely more and more upon him.
神一次又一次的带领我在这当中持续的依靠他。
If I shared with you some of my pain and suffering, my hardship, you might even say, that's so silly.
如果我跟你分享一些我所经历的这个痛苦跟苦难的话，你可能觉得那有一点点好笑。
You could have just be a man. You could get through that.
你可以说哦，你就应该更男人一点，就直接就是经历它就好了，搞定它。
But somehow God taught me over and over again to rely upon Him.
但神其实是一次又一次的教导我， 要依靠他。
That was me, and I didn't know I was doing this. I was taking refuge in God.
我那时候，就已经，把神当作我的避难所。
Because you take refuge in what you trust in.
因为你会，投靠你所信赖的。
Another word for rely is trust.
对，依靠的另外一个字也就是信赖。
Right. And the more I relied on God, the more I experienced God.
当我越依赖神的时候，我就越能够经历神。
Over and over again, I tasted the goodness of God.
一次又一次我都品尝到神的美好。
Over and over again, I was able to see with my own eyes the goodness of God.
一次又一次的我都能够用我的眼睛看到神的良善，神的美好。
And the more I relied on him, the more I experienced him.
当我越来越依赖他，依靠他的时候，我就越能够感受到他。
So by the time cancer struck my life,
所以当这个癌症袭击我的生命的时候
I could not deny the goodness of God.
我没有办法否认神的美善。
So I wanted to read this note that I had wrote to God in August 7th. You could see it. I don't know if you could see it here. 2001.
所以我想要跟你们分享读我在2011年八月七号写给主的一个纸条。
This is probably a few days after I was diagnosed with brain cancer.
这可能是在我被诊断有脑癌之后几天后写的。
And I think Steve, you translated for me, right?
Yes.
All right. It says through dark days and days of beauty.
所以写着在经历黑暗和美丽的日子里
There is no doubt that our great God is good.
我们伟大的神毫无疑问是良善的
Times of uncertainty will come and go, and yet the steady hand and faithfulness of the Lord remains.
确定的时期总会来来去去，但主的手和信实仍然存在。
I have been diagnosed with cancer in the brain.
我被诊断出患有脑癌。
Something rare and complicated and hard to beat.
这是一种罕见、复杂并且难以战胜的疾病。
This is totally unexpected.
这完全出乎意料。
But everything I have learned and experienced of the living God is that he is just as faithful and alive and good as he always is.
但我从永生的神身上学到和经历的一切就是他依然同样信实活生生以及一如既往的良善。
I can rest in the knowledge that he cares for me and my lovely wife and my three children.
我知道他关心我，以及我可爱的妻子和我的三个孩子。
I didn't say that my children were lovely, but they are.
我没有说我的小孩很可爱，但他们很可爱。
And then I wrote, I do not know what the future holds.
接着我写，我不知道未来会是什么样子的。
But to be honest, I never knew what the good Lord held for my future.
但老实说，我从来都不知道这位良善的主对我未来所有的安排。
It was always unknown.
它总是未知的。
And my task was to be comfortable and secure, trusting my Savior.
而我的任务是在舒适和安稳当中每天相信我的救主。
Whether it was to stay in industry, in the business field, or to go to China with OMF, or to now suffer through cancer of the brain.
无论是留在工作行业和 OMF 一起去中国，还是像现在患上脑癌。
I said, I will continue to entrust my life and the life of my family into his loving hands. There is no better place for us to be.
我都会继续将我的生命和我家人的生命交托在他慈爱的手中，没有比这个更好的。
You see, whenever I have relied on God in times of uncertainty, I experienced God.
你看在不确定的时刻里面，当我依靠我们的神，我就经历我们的神。
God uses my adversity so that I can rely upon Him and experience Him.
神用我所处的逆境，来让我，能够依靠他，然后来经历他。
Number three.
所以第三点。
God uses my pain and suffering to make me more like Christ.
神使用我的痛苦和苦难好让我可以更像基督。
You know, it is possible to mature in your faith when life is easy.
当你的生命是一帆风顺的时候，要在你的信心里面成长是很简单的一件事。
But I found that it's in the cloudy days, the rainy, stormy days,when my faith matures more.
但我其实发现是在那种刮风下雨乌云泥沼的这种日子里面能够让我的信心更强壮。
When God allows pain and suffering into your life, sometimes his purpose is to mature you and grow you and stretch you in your faith.
因为当神允许这种痛苦苦难在你生命里发生的时候，他的意思是，他的用意是想要你成熟，然后你的根，你的信心的根能够扎得更深。
One of God's highest purposes in your life is to make you more like Christ.
因为神其中一个最高的旨意之一，就是要让你更像基督。
That's right. This is one of God's highest purposes in your life.
这是神其中一个最高的旨意。
To be conformed to the image of his son, like it tells us in Romans 8.
就像在罗马书第八里面写的，就是要效法他儿子的模样。
Yes. To become in character like his son.
要我们的人格要越来越像他的儿子。
To love the father like his son.
也要像他的儿子一样爱他的父亲。
To love others like his son.
也要爱别人像他的儿子会爱别人。
To pursue God's mission like his son.
来追寻神的旨意就像他的儿子一样。
That is God's highest purpose in your life.
这是神在你生命中最高的宗旨。
But sometimes it takes a painful experience to change our ways.
但有的时候却需要一个痛苦的一件事情发生来来转换我们的做事的方法。
Because we're stubborn.
因为我们是固执的。
Do you remember the story of the prodigal son?
你们还记得关于败家子的故事吗？
Yeah, He demanded his inheritance from his father.
他基本上想要索取他父亲留下来的遗产。
He took all of his money, went to the big city, and he spent it on wild living.
他把他的钱都拿走了，到了一个大城市，然后花在一个非常疯狂的生活方式上面。
He was not on the right path.
他并没有走在对的道路上。
And what did God allow to happen in his life to bring him back onto God's way?
那神允许了什么事情在他生命中发生，好把他带回到正轨上呢？
God allowed pain and adversity to come into his life.
神 允许的逆境跟痛苦进入到他的生命里。
Do you remember it says that in Luke 15?
你记得吗？在路加福音第十五章说的。
It says that after he had spent all his money,
即耗尽了一切所有的。
God allowed a severe famine.
神允许了那个地方大遭饥荒。
And he began to be in need.
他就穷苦了起来。
He began to be poor and hungry.
他开始变穷了，他开始肚子饿了。
The economy was in havoc.
那个经济是一团乱那个时候。
God allowed pain to come into his life.
神允许了这个痛楚进入到他的生命里。
So that it says, when he came to his senses,
所以这边说，当他醒悟过来的时候，
then he said, I will set out and go back to my father.
他就说，我要起来，我要回到父亲那里去。
That's a beautiful picture.
这是一个很美的一个图案。
How might God today be using affliction and adversity to make a change in your life?
那在今天呢，神是怎么样用这种逆境跟那个痛苦的时刻，在你生命里面做改变呢？
How might God be using hardship and a time of need to get you back to your father and let him change the course of your life?
神怎么样利用这些来把你带到带回父亲身边，改变你生命中的途径呢？
God will use times of pain and suffering to make your life, the path of your life and your character more like Christ.
所以神会利用这些痛楚苦难来改变你生命的道路，让你能够越来越像基督。
I know I probably hit about an hour by now. Is it okay if I go a little bit more?
我现在已经大概讲了一个小时的时间，你们是否觉得我可以继续讲下去呢？
I really work hard to get under an hour, but sometimes it's hard, but my team here is like nodding their head saying, yes, go. Okay, all right, so the team's like saying go. Number four, God uses, so blame the team, okay, if this sermon goes off of that. God uses my pain and my suffering so that I can comfort others.
第四点就是神使用我的痛苦和苦难好让我能够安慰别人。
Oh, you got to see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
所以在哥林多后书的第一章里面有讲到
，verse 3 he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort."
第三节写着，愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。
Circle those words, the Father.Of mercies and God of all comfort.
把这个圈起来，发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。
God is the source of all mercy.
神是所有慈悲的来源。
And he is the source of all comfort.
所以他也是所有安慰的来源。
And he is able to comfort us in all our affliction, but so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God.
就是他是那位能够安慰处在苦难里的人，所以这些处在苦难里的人可以用他赐的安慰去安慰别的在同样苦难里面的人。
Isn't this comforting?
这是否很有安慰呢？
That when we are afflicted, it is God who is the source of our comfort.
当我们在疼痛里面，神是这所有安慰的来源。
Can you believe that?
你相信吗？
It is God himself who comforts us.
是神他本身亲自的安慰我们。
I don't know what your understanding of God is.
我不知道你对神的理解是什么。
But his word helps us to understand. He wants us to see him, to picture him as the source of all comfort.
神要我们看到的他是一位赐予所有安慰来源的神。
And yet, we see something that I always like to point out, the way that it works in God's kingdom. We see a pattern here.
在这边关于神的国度我们可以看到一个反复性的一个事情。
Because in God's kingdom,
在神的国度里,
when he pours blessing upon you,
当他在你身上浇灌这个祝福的时候,
it's never designed, the purpose is not to stay with you.
这个设计还有它的目的并不是永久的这个祝福留在你身上。
When it stays with you, that's the way the world's kingdom works.
当一个祝福留在你身上的时候，这个是属于世界的一个祝福。
The world's way is to take and keep.
世界的方式就是你拿到了就要留住。
God's way is for us to receive from God and give out.
神的方式是我们从神那边领取了，然后我们要再传达出去。
We receive from God and we give it out.
我们领取，然后我们给他分发出去。
And so in verse 4, when it says God comforts us in our affliction.
所以在第四节的时候他说当神安慰我们
so that we may be able to comfort those who are in affliction.
所以我们能够用神所赐的安慰去安慰那些遭同样的患难的人。
God always uses his people.
神永远都会用他的子民。
Never believe that God does not use you.
你不要去想说神是不会使用你的。他永远。
Never pray that God, I can't do anything.
你的祷告不要是神啊，我什么都做不好。
No, God always uses his people.
是这样子的，神永远都会用他的子民。
God brings comfort through his people.
神由他的子民带出他的安慰。
So that when you receive comfort,
所以当你接受到这个安慰的时候,
you are able to comfort others.
你就能够去安慰别人。
In our Sunday school class, someone wrote something that I've asked the permission to borrow.
在我们主日学的时候我跟一个人借了他所写的东西。
And I asked Steve to translate it. It says this.
然后翻译以后是这个样子。
It says, okay, do we put it up? Let me see. Okay, there. I love experiencing God personally and reaching breakthroughs and finding my identity in him. I love receiving his comfort. I added this in my pain.
我喜爱亲身体验神，并且从他身上达到突破和认识自己是谁。我喜爱在我的痛苦中感受到他的安慰。
But why does God do these things?
但神为什么要做这些事情呢？
His inward work is actually for his outward purpose.
他内在所做的工其实是为了他外在的目的。
It is for the larger purpose.Picture.
这是为了一个更大的图景。
God did not save me to just work on me so I could continue to just look inside me.
神不仅仅拯救了我，接着在我身上做工，好让我可以只观看着我的内在。
He wants me to look outside of myself.
他是想让我看到超出自身之外。
I'm not here just to enjoy him, but to be a part of helping others enjoy him too.
我在这里为的不是单独享受它，而是为了帮助他人也能够享受到它。
You see, and I thank this sister for writing this. I love this.
所以我很感谢这位姐妹这样子写下来。
God's inward work is actually for his outward purpose.
神他内在所做的工其实是为了他外在有的一个目的。
In the world, pain and suffering causes us to look more inwards.
在这个世界当中，痛与苦难，造成我们常常只看着我们内在。
In God's children,
在神的子民里，
pain and suffering gets comfort and healing from God, but not to end there.
痛苦跟苦难，会被神给安慰到，但它不止只。不停在这里而已。
Because God's comfort and healing in your life is to turn ourselves for his outward purpose.
因为神在你生命当中所做的安慰是要让我们把它在外显出来的。
God wants me to enjoy him.
神要我能够好好享受他。
But not just to enjoy him.
但不是只是纯粹享受他。
But to be a part of helping others to enjoy him too.
而是作为帮外面的人也享受他的一部分。
That's why number five, this is so important for our church.
这就为什么我要讲的第五点对我们教会是非常重要。
This is so important for us to understand.
我们要了解它，因为它是非常重要的。
God uses my pain and suffering so I can witness to the world, so that I can bring Jesus to the world.
神使用我的痛苦和苦难，好让我能够把耶稣带给这世上。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
在哥林多后书的第四章，
he says, For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus as Lord. No. Oh, I'm sorry. I was in verse 5. That was a footnote. I'm sorry. We are afflicted, verse 8, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed.
我们四面受敌，却不被困住，心里作难，却不致失望。遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡。
Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies.
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
Look at the truth in this verse.
你看一看这节经文里面所讲的真理。
We are afflicted, but we are not crushed.
我们四面受敌，却不被困住。
We are perplexed, but not to despair.
心里作难，却不致失望。
We are struck down, but we're not destroyed.
遭逼迫，却不被丢弃。
But what are we doing?
那我们要做什么呢？
In our affliction,
在我们的痛苦当中，
we carry in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our life.
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
Do you thank God with me that when we have affliction, we can run to Jesus, our strong tower?
当我们生命中有痛苦的时候，我们能够跑向耶稣，因为他是我们的那个强壮的那个塔。
Do you praise him because even in our worst circumstances, we can thank him and be filled with joy?
你是否一样会赞美他？因为在我们最糟的情况里面，我们心里还是可以充满喜乐的。
There is a world out there where people are also living in pain and brokenness and suffering.
因为在外面的世界，有许多人是活在痛、 破碎还有苦难当中。
Except they don't have Jesus.
只是他们并没有耶稣。
They don't know who to run to.
他们不知道要跑向谁。
They don't know the Father of mercies and the source of all comfort.
他们不知道这个所有安慰还有怜悯的来源的这位父亲。
They don't know how to be truly healed, but they are in pain and suffering.
他们也不知道怎么样完全被医治，然后但他们是在痛苦跟苦难中。
I believe that there is no greater moment than in your affliction to let the life of Jesus be displayed in your life.
我相信在你的痛苦和苦难当中的时刻，就是最好能够体现耶稣在我们身上的时刻。
On Friday night, when I gathered our children around for a family dinner,
在礼拜五晚上，当我叫我们的小朋友全部都聚集在一起，一起吃晚餐的时候
，We still celebrated Jesus with fried chicken.
我们还是用炸鸡一起庆祝了，纪念了耶稣。
I wanted to hear from each of my children how they are processing dad's cancer, my cancer.
我想要从我每个小孩嘴里听到他们大概是怎么样去思考关于我这个脑癌的事情。
So I want to thank you all for your prayers because God's grace is so evident right now.
所以我想要特别感谢你们大家所有人的祷告，因为神的恩典是多么的能够被看到在这个时刻。
Abby said that different from 2-3 years ago.
与两三年前不同 ，Abby 说
，She can trust in God.
她能够相信神。
Because like the song said, she says, God knows what is best.
就像诗篇里面说的，神，就像诗歌里面说的，神知道什么是最好。
I don't think she doesn't have pain.
我想并不是说她没有痛苦。
But her pain has led her closer to God.
而是她的痛苦让她与神更接近。
Bethany,
no.
She says, Dad, I think that God may want to use this in our family's life for others.
她说，爸爸，我想神是想要利用这件事情，在我们家里利用这件事情，为了别人，为了外面的人，而在我们家里面利用这件事情。
I don't think Bethany tries to be a popular girl.
我不觉得 Bethany 是想要做一个很受欢迎的女生。
But I know that she has many different groups of friends at school.
但我知道她在学校里有很多不同群的朋友。
And she says, a lot of my friends don't know Jesus, even if they grew up in a Christian family.
她说，我有很多朋友，虽然可能从小是在基督教的家庭长大，但却不认识耶稣。
And she says, I think maybe God can use your cancer, Dad, to show people how we live in our faith.
她说，爸爸，我想神可能要用你的这个脑癌来让别人看到我们怎么样在我们信心里面生活。
How we trust in God and what that does in our life.
让他们看到我们是怎么样相信神的，然后在我们生命中造成了什么事情。
And she says, I don't think we need to be fake.
她说，我觉得我们不需要去假装。
I think we need to be real.
她说，我们应该要真实。
I think that we should tell them when we're in pain.
她说，我觉得当我们在痛楚里的时候，我们应该告诉他们。
We can be honest when we're afraid.
我们害怕的时候也可以诚实的说出。
We can be real when we don't feel good.
我们身体不舒服，各方面不舒服的时候，也可以真实的讲出来。
But let them see the life of Jesus.
但从这些当中，让他们看到在耶稣里的生命。
I pray that for us.
这也是我为我们大家做的祷告。
That we would realize.That when God allows pain and suffering in the life of the church, that He uses it for us to witness to the world.
让我们去了解，在我们身上，在教会里面，这些我们所经历的痛楚跟苦痛，是要让世界看到基督里的生命。
So that we could talk to the world about the life.That is in Jesus.
所以我们可以与这个世界讲我们在耶稣里面的生命。
Okay, I went over. Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your power is made perfect in our weakness.
天父，我们要感谢你，在我们的软弱当中，展现了你那完美的力量。
We thank you because your grace is always sufficient in our times of need.
我们感谢你，因为你的恩典在我们所需的时候永远是足够的。
I pray, Lord, that we would see and understand.Your purpose for pain and suffering.
我的祷告是，主啊，让我们看到你在我们，生命里因着这些痛而做的事情。
That we would see pain and suffering through your eyes.
所以我们能够，用你的方式去看待这些痛苦与苦难。
That not only are we able to grow closer to you,
不仅仅是我们能够与你越来越亲近
and to rely on you,
来依靠你
and to become more like Christ,
接着能够更像着耶稣
but that we can also think outside of ourselves to the larger purpose.
所以我们也能够想超过我们自己看到一个更大的图案。
That you use us to comfort others.
就是你用着我们，借着我们来安慰别人。
And you use our pain and our suffering to bring Jesus into a world that is dying.
用着我们的痛和痛苦，把耶稣带给一个这个已经垂死的世界。
Father, we want to praise you and worship you this morning.
天父，在这个早上，我们要赞美你，我们要敬拜你。
And we want to say hallelujah, worthy is the Lamb.
我们要说哈利路亚，你就是那个值得我们敬拜的羔羊。
You are so good.
你是那么的美好。
You are such a good father, such a good king.
你就是那位良善美好的父跟神
Help us to never doubt your goodness in any circumstance that we face.
帮助我们永远不去怀疑你的美善，不管我们在什么样的处境里。
We thank you and I pray this in Jesus' name.
感谢祷告奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.